If you're a mom or have a mom, stay tuned. Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Youngster, that is so important. That's the most important thing in life, to know God, to love Him, to receive His forgiveness through His Son, Jesus Christ, to live for Him, to serve Him, to praise Him. And that's what We Kids is all about. Hey, it's good to have you listening. Corinda, Tanya, Anna, Paul, hello to you kiddos. Chad, hello to you. And Danielle, Becca, Dale, and Nathaniel, and Brownie the dog in this family over here. Greetings to you. Shelley and Cherise, hello girls. And hi to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, during today's Bible time, we'll be hearing about God saying to a young man, "I am putting my words in your mouth." Who was this? And what was his job? Keep listening. And mothers are special, aren't they? To honor your mother and my mother, the Mother's Day song is coming up shortly here. We love you, Mama. Bible-based, Christ-centered, and fun for kids, this is We Kids.
Friends, yes, you and I are friends. This I know, I'm glad it's so. Friends, when you're a friend to me, I feel so good inside. Say, are friends a gift from God?
I think they are.
Why, sure they are. Friends can take a rainy day and chase the clouds away. Friends are a gift from God. Oh, how we thank Him. God gave us our best friend, Jesus, His Son. Friends, because we care for them, we let them know, we tell them so. Hey, have I told you today how much you mean to me? Friends, oh, we should all be friends. Friends who share and friends who care.
Friends!
Yes, we're so thankful too for friends like all of you. Friends are a gift from God. Oh, His Son. Friends are a gift from God. Oh, how we thank Him. God gave us our best friend, Jesus, His Son. Friends are a gift from God. Oh, how we thank Him.
Thank you, Papa John. Good singing on We Kids. Good way to get started on this Christ-centered, Bible-based little radio program. And it's good to have my friends of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this. Hello, Catherine. Hello, Blake. Hello, Victoria and Jacob, Grandma and Grandpa. Hi to you, too. And, of course, you know, the best friend of all is Jesus Christ. He's the one who loves us forever. He's the one who died on the cross in our place. We were the ones who were supposed to be punished. We were the ones who were supposed to be separated from God for eternity. But God loves us. And so He chose to buy us with the blood of His own Son, Jesus Christ. And that's part of the message, the good news message of the gospel. And, of course, the message of We Kids as well. Do you know the best friend of all, Jesus? Is He living in your heart and in your life? I certainly hope so. I pray so. If not, you'll be listening for more about how you can be right with God and have Him living His life through you, the only way to live. Now here's some mama music.
Early Sunday morning, Dad came into our room and said, "Let's not wake Mommy, we're gonna make Mommy breakfast in bed." Mother's Day, Mother's Day, our own Mommy's special day is here. We went down to the kitchen, opened up the cupboard door. Let's see, what would she like? Granola? Hot oatmeal?
No.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
With syrup?
Yeah.
And bacon?
Mommy won't eat bacon.
She will on Mother's Day. Go get the cookbook. Mother's Day. We'll need some aprons. Our own Mommy's special day is here. Let's see. Pancakes. Page 215 in the joy of cooking. Eggs, flour, wheat, germ, lots of other stuff. Kids, see if you can find the baking powder.
How about baking soda?
Close enough. Mother's Day,
I'll make the OJ.
Mother's Day,
I'll fold the napkins.
Our own Mommy's special day is here. Okay, everything ready? Showtime!
Up the stairway, open up your eyes, Mom. The doorway, here's your big surprise. Wake up, Mom, your breakfast tray is here.
Oh my goodness, is this for me? What are all these lovely things you brought me? Did you really make it all yourselves? Buckwheat, chocolate chip, apple raisin pancakes. I can't wait to taste them.
Mother's Day.
Do you like it, Mom?
Mother's Day.
It's indescribable.
Our own Mommy's special day is Mother's Day.
Have another one.
Mother's Day.
They're very filling.
Our own Mommy's special day is here. What a shame it's only once a year.
Just 1 month till Father's Day is here.
Be sure to remember Mother's Day. Mama, do you really like buckwheat, chocolate chip, apple raisin pancakes? Kids, don't do that one. If you're going to make something for Mom to eat, make sure it's edible. You know where I learned some of the things from the Bible I teach during We Kids here? From my own mother. Thank you, Mom, for the great start. I love you so. Now, speaking of the Word of God, do you know who the young man was who was told by God, "I am putting my words in your mouth"? That was Jeremiah. And today's Bible time is based on Jeremiah, the first chapter. Now, Jeremiah lived in exciting but dangerous times. Two great nations, Babylon and Egypt, were threatening God's people in Judah. Because Jeremiah was the son of a priest, he should have lived in comfort in the king's court. But instead, he was chosen to preach God's word. He says, "The Lord spoke these words to me. Before I made you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart for a special work. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "But Lord God, I don't know how to speak. I'm only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Don't say, 'I'm only a boy.' You must go everywhere that I send you. You must say everything I tell you to say. Don't be afraid of anyone, because I am with you. I will protect you," says the Lord. Then the Lord reached out with his hand and touched my mouth. He said to me, "See, I am putting my words in your mouth. Today I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. You will pull up and tear down, destroy and overthrow. You will build up and plant. Jeremiah, get ready. Stand up and speak to the people. Tell them everything I tell you to say. Don't be afraid of the people. If you're afraid of them, I will give you good reason to be afraid of them. Today I am going to make you a strong city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall. You will be able to stand against everyone in the land, Judah's kings, officers, priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not defeat you. This is because I am with you, and I will save you, says the Lord. Kids, here's a good verse to remember from Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. A beautiful prayer on We Kids. And yes, God will use you if you're willing to be used by Him. He will use you to honor Himself. A bugler.
Bugler! Bugler!
Oh my goodness. I guess that means it's time for our wonderful We Kids march, huh? I need some march leaders. Bugler, can you practice outside, please? Let's see. Tanya, will you be march leader ahead of Anna and Paul in this household? Melanie, I'm making you march leader ahead of Rebecca and Heather over here. Lindley, how would you like to be leader ahead of Kane? You're picked. Mandy, you're ahead of Thomas, Nikki, and Travis in this household. And who else? Hudson, can you do it? You're not too old for this. I'm making you march leader ahead of Sarah, Rebecca, Katie, Will, and Daniel over in this family. And Mama or Papa, will you help me, please? Thank you. What I need here is if I've not picked a march leader in your family, will you please pick one for me? That'll be very helpful. Now, these are the rules during our wonderful We Kids March. First of all,
what is going on out in the... Would you please be polite?
Oh, brother. Rule number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, it is a march.
Drummer! Would you please behave? Where were we? Number two. Knees up high. It is a march. Number three, especially if you're a big marcher, be sure to watch out for the little marchers. And number four, most of all, watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. And Hannah's off like she's shot out of a cannon. Dear, where are you going? Come on back. Look at all these happy marchers here. Rachel, nice marching. Here comes Jessica and Katie and Jordan and sweet little Micah. Hello, Brooke. And Austin comes marching through. Left. Your left. Your right. Your left. Come on, get it in step, Jenny. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left. That's it, Jenny. Here comes Jessica, not far behind. Hello, Grace. Andrews, you're making faces during this thing. Come on, Andy. Do this thing right. Knees up high. That's better. Feet in time with the music. Good job. Here comes Carrie. And Maria. Michaela. Oh, sweet little Michaela. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. If you've just tuned in, don't ask any questions. Just fall into line. We're marching around here. Hello, Michelle. Here comes sweet little Caleb over in this family here. Hello, David. Hello, Rachel. Hello, Joshua. Hello, Grace. Yeah, he's acting up, but that's all right. Caleb, behave. Sort of. I know, March time is fun time, huh? Hello, John. Hello, Ben. Mandy, are you leading or following? What's going on here? Come on, Thomas. Nikki, Travis, stick with it. Melanie, you're doing a fine job. Hello, Heather. Hello, Rebecca. Left, you left. You left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Watch out for the trombone players. Tanya. Anna. And Paul, fine job in this thing. Hello, Chad. Good margin, young'un. You may be seated. Are you making good choices?
You don't have to listen in to everything they say.
You don't have to sing along with everything they play.
You don't have to read about everything they write. And you don't have to watch everything that's on tonight. You can turn the dial, walk away, close the cover with guilt or play, remembering everything you do. The choice is up to you.
Just listen to your conscience, he will tell you what to do.
He's the little voice that God has put inside of you.
And he's the one who tells you when you're doing something wrong.
So you better pay attention when he sings this little song. You can turn the dial, walk away, close the cover with guilt or play, remembering everything you do. The choice is up to you.
Forward march!
You can turn the dial, walk away, close the cover, refuse to play. There's no one else to blame but you. For what or who you listen to. Remembering everything you do, the choice is up to you.
Good choices begin right in your heart, young'un. Now here's a mommy to sing for us. Bobby?
You are very special. There's no one just like you. Create
and I'm so
David says to God in Psalm 139, "For thou didst form my inward parts. Thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made."
You were handmade by God, unique in all your ways. You were handmade by God to praise Him all your days. Handmade by God to praise Him.
Every time I see one of these little t-shirts on one of your tykes that says, "Handmade by God," I can't help but give glory to the Creator. And Mom, you play an important part in that too. This is We Kids, glad to be part of KeysForKids.net.
When Jesus was a boy,
just a boy,
they thought He was lost,
so lost.
His mother was worried,
so
Joseph was cross,
so cross.
I searched through the city,
the holy city,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem.
And would you ever guess?
Yes.
Where they found Him?
Where did they find Him?
They found Jesus in the temple.
Jesus in the temple.
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible.
Talking with the teachers,
talking with the teachers,
all about God,
Father God.
They found Jesus in the temple,
Jesus in the temple,
reading the Bible,
reading the Bible,
because of His love,
His love,
for His Father above. On the road home, donkey knew the way,
the long way home.
He thought about all the things he learned today.
Such a good day.
The stars were shining,
brightly shining.
There was perfume in the wind,
soft
as he drifted off to sleep.
Oh, sweet sleep.
He thought of where he'd been.
Where had he been?
They found Jesus in the temple.
Jesus in the temple.
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible.
Talking with the teachers.
Talking with the teachers.
All about God.
Father God.
They found Jesus in the temple.
Jesus in the temple.
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible.
Because of His love.
Yes, it has been a good day, or at least a good program, We Kids, for the past few minutes, and I have been delighted to have you kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this. And don't forget Mother's Day. Very special time of the year. Give Mama a big hug. Tell her you love her. Tell her she is special. What'd you think of today's Bible story, by the way? Jeremiah was told by God that God was putting words in his mouth. And did you know that you can have words of God in your mouth as well? Every time you quote a scripture verse. And here's a good one to remember, Isaiah 50:10. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of His servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on His God. That's a good verse to remember and a good verse to live as well. I've been wondering about this sauce sitting over here. Oops, a little note to go with this. Mr. Nick, to leave saw hole in floor. What? What could that be about? Well,
Might as well give it a try here. Let's see if I can get this thing going. Yeah, yeah. All right. Ah! That's not funny! But still, God loves you, and I love you too, I truly.